Just like I said yesterday, it's good to be here.
好似昨晚咁讲，我喺大家当中讲到正道，我非常感谢神。
And it's good to find a brother that we have lost like in many years now. We're together.
感谢神，两兄弟相识咗好耐，而家揾翻。
I'm thankful for the opportunity because usually a church anniversary is kind of like a family event.
通常嚟讲，教会嘅堂庆好似一家人嘅大团聚咁样。
And I got to be invited to a family event is a really an honor.
我被你哋邀请嚟参加你哋家庭嘅团聚，我系好荣幸。
Let's go to the Lord before we go into His Word.
我哋讲道之前，我一齐祈祷。
Dear Father, thank you for being our shepherd.
亲爱天父，感谢你，感谢你嘅恩惠。
You call us each by our names, and you make us your people.
你按我哋嘅名，每个人呼唤我哋，你要我哋成为你嘅子民。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for dying for us on the cross.
我主耶稣，感谢你在十架上边为我哋受死。
Now we are the body of Christ.
而家我哋系基督嘅身体。
This evening we come in front of you.
今晚喺你面前。
Lord, teach us your word.
主啊，你亲身嘅教导你嘅话。
Help us to learn how to be the people of God.
帮助我哋学习成为神嘅子民。
Help us to act as the body of Christ.
帮助我哋生活活出基督嘅样式。
Holy Spirit, teach us and inspire us.
圣灵，我哋恳求你督促我哋，教导我哋，洁净我哋。
We pray that you speak to each of us in a way that only you can.
向我们每一个人讲说话，只有你才能够有这样的大能力。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Last night we learned from the teaching of John that our life should be legendary if we open to God, fear no hardship, and follow His need.
我们的人生如果能够敞开接受神在我们生命里面大能工作的，我们每一个人的人生都可以做一个有传记性的人生。
However, the legendary life that each of us should live is not individualistic, independent stories irrelevant to others.
我们每一个人活出传记性的人生啊，不是单单自己个人的事情来的，不是一个人的自己的生命。
We mentioned last night that a life that excludes all others will not be a legendary.
一个生命如果没有别人牵连住的，与别人能够一起共力共创传记人生的，单独一个人生不会是一个传记性的人生。
Actually, according to reference Arnold Young, Yang Mu Gu, 牧师, such kind of life is not worth living.
杨牧谷他提形容到一个单独一个人过的人生，其实不是值得过的一个人生。
And if we open to God and to others, our story could not help to be intertwined.
如果我们的人生与别人的人生相连共创传记性的神使用的，就是可以开始创立传记性人生的开始。
They are not tangled up chaotically,
不是乱七八糟的与别人在这混乱的相连，
but in a way that supplementing each other,
而是彼此相辅相成的彼此建立。
God let our story embedded in a bigger story.
神俾我哋个人嘅传记故事啊，系整体嘅故事里边其中一部分嘅。
That's the story of our faith community.
更大嘅整体嘅故事就系我哋信仰嘅团体教会嘅生命。
Our individual experience and triumph in the story of our faith community.
我哋个人嘅生命就在整体教会团体嘅生命里边嘅一部分。
As members of this church.You are in other members' stories, and they are in yours.
我们在这个教会的一个肢体，我们的故事就是整体的故事，别人的故事，别人的故事就是我们自己人生的故事。
We share so much common experience. Those experiences are the material that God used to create the legend of our life.
我们有很多相同相近的地方，我们相同的地方就是神用来写出传记生命的材料。
I became a Christian in my high school.
我十幾歲嗰時候信主。
And was baptized and joined my mother church in Hong Kong.
在香港那個牧會那處受洗歸入基督。
I stayed in the church for 12 years.
我在那間教會12年那麼久。
Until I left for US for my theological training.
一直到我來美國留學讀神學。
And I eventually, like Pastor Edmund has said,was called back to my mother church to pastor the church for another 12 years after I served in US for a long while.
正如甚至剛才提過的，我在美國牧會了好幾年之後，我再回到香港自己以前的牧會，那處牧會。
When I think about it, if I took away those 24 years in my life, you left a great void.
24年，一共24年，在牧会长大，在牧会牧会24年咁耐。
Every church anniversary is a reminder to me to thank God for my church.
每一个教会嘅堂庆啊，都提醒到我，我为我自己成长牧会嗰、那个牧会嗰树啊，感谢神。
Many of you have been in this church for a while can share my feeling. You understand what I'm talking about.
我相信如果你喺呢间教会好几十年嘅，你明白我讲紧乜嘢。
Sometimes I even have some crazy and childish thought.
好多时候我有啲好幼稚嘅发神经嘅嗰啲思
想。I think God just prepared my mother church just for me.
我以为神用我以前嗰个舞会啊，单单系为我预备。
I was born in 90. Should I say the year?
梗系。
I was born in 1955. And that was a time that another church, started a mission in Causeway Bay that eventually became my church.
我信主嗰個舞會啊，就係1955年啊，係另外一個教會開始嗰個宣道站嘅，喺一個所謂嗰啲新堂嘅開辦嘅。
That mission church became an independent church when I was 8 and knowing nothing about Jesus and nor the church.
他的新創辦那個教會，即是我長大的母會，就在銅鑼灣那處，銅鑼灣浸信會。
And in the first 12 years of my church life, I got to know many, many lifelong buddies.
在那母會12年，我認識到很多我一生的朋友。
And I met a wonderful lady.
在教会也都找一个很贤良的姊妹。
She eventually became my wife.
将来后来成为我的师母了。
And in the 12 years, I was the pastor of the church.
我在那处牧会的12年呢。
God surround me with faithful leaders.
也都有很多忠心的属灵的领导，神带他围绕着我一起同工。
Who willing to go through thick and thin with me.
跟我一起经历过教会的信义。
We break sweats and sweat souls together and move the church forward.
我们一起很努力的，血汗都出的，将教会向前推进。
Of course, there were those, you know,who I thought I can do without.
当然也都有啲教友真係唔喺嚟教会都好啦，嗰啲教友。
You know, all pastors have those.
个牧师都有唔同嘅样啊。
But eventually, I find out I cannot be without them.
最后我都感觉得到啊，如果冇嗰班会友咧，我唔能够继续生活嘅。
They kept me straight.
因为他们给我很谨慎的走直那条路。
And also there were those precious brothers and sisters.
也都很多我很珍重珍贵的兄弟姐妹。
Who were willing to invite me into their lives.
也都愿意将我邀请进入到他们的生命里面。
Walk with them in their ups and downs.
如同他们的顺境逆境一起同他们同行。
I've been there with them in hospital,and in cemeteries.
人生每个阶段，病危、丧礼，我同佢哋一齐。
In courtroom and in jail.
喺法庭、喺监狱，佢哋人生走咩路，每一步我都喺佢哋旁边。
Of course, I'm not staying there. I just visiting them.
当然我唔系留喺监嗰处，我只系探佢哋啫。
But also, I joined them in their celebration of marriage and new birth.
他们生命里面那些喜庆，我一起跟他们有份。
They are my flock and also the sojourners, my fellow sojourners in life.
他是我人生旅程，我侍奉旅程的同伴伙伴。
Whenever I think about what God has stored up for me in my mother church, I cannot praise Him enough for His grace. That's why it comes a thought that God just prepared the church for me.
所以咧，我就咁嘅緣故，我以為神預備陀羅灣浸水會只係為咗我嚟預備。
I understand that kind of thought is quite self-centered and childish.
你以為好自私啊？
The world does not revolve around me.
人世間嘅運轉唔係以我為中心嘅。
However, when I look at this from this kind of perspective,
但係從呢一個角度嚟睇，
it helps me to understand how God has used my mother church to mold my life story.
就幫助我明白神點樣用我嘅母會同羅灣浸信會嚟摸索我嘅人生侍奉。
And my story become an inseparable part of my church story.
我個人嘅故事就唔能夠與同羅灣浸信會嘅故事分開分離啦。
Whether my story deliver a readable, pleasant, paragraph for the church story or just some illegible anti-climatic mumbo jumbos, it really depends on how I react.
無論我在同羅民浸信會他們的傳記裡面，他們的歷史裡面是一個很光輝的一段，抑或我的人生在教會裡面糊裡糊塗沒什麼意思的，沒人能夠看到明白的，是在乎我怎樣與他們相連相扶相應。
The results depends on how we interact in the church and respond to the word of God inside and among us.
你每一个人在教会里面那个生命相连相关的生命，就断定我们教会和个人的灵命是不是一个传记性的生命。
Even though we emphasize believing in God is a personal matter,
不需要我们强调我们信主我们的信仰是个人与神的事。
A decision each individual needs to make.
抉擇是每一個個人要決定做的。
And we pay much attention to develop a personal relationship with God.
我們很強調每一個人你自己與神建立個人的關係。
But when we look at the Bible from the Old Testament to the New,
但我們從舊約新約來看神的話，
God is not only in the business of building up individuals, but eventually He wants to build up a community that belongs to Him, His people.
神不单只是关注要建立个人的生命，还紧要的神要建立整体的团体性的神的子民的生命。
The God of all generations intend that His word among us continue to go beyond the span of individual life.
神是跨代的神，他在关注到神每一代，他的话都传到在下一代再下一代。
If I want to live the legendary life according to God's will,
如果我要按住神的心意去建立一个传记性的人生，
I cannot just concentrate on mine but have to work together with others to shape the legend of the church.
不单止我们要关注我们自己个人的生命，我们还要关注到整个团体、整个教会、整个肢体建立一个传记性的整体的生命。
We all know in any church there will be people there in different walk of their life.
教会里面有很多不同阶层、不同行业的人。
We need to learn how to work together if we want to write our church story together.
如果你要一起来共力共创整体的传记故事的话，我们要学习怎样与人相处同工啊。
We need to forge a partnership of generations, so to speak.
我们要建立一个跨时代的、跨世代的、年代的团体。
So with God's word, we can pass on the faith and the mission that God has bestowed on us.
神给个上一代的委命、任命、说话，要传在下一代、再下一代。
From the Old Testament, We understand how generations respond to God will affect the generations after them.
在教育圣经里面看到前一代老一代怎样向神回应啊，好影响到下一代。
In Exodus chapter 20, verses 5 to 6,
出埃及记20章第5到第6节
God says, For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punish the children for the sin of the fathers to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and kept my commandments.
神对摩西说，我是一个记邪的神啊，我会将罪过归在世世代代三代，如果遵行我的话的呢，我会祝福第三、第四、下一代好几代。
We understand God made His covenant with Abraham.
我们知道神与亚伯拉罕立圣约。
But the covenant extend to His children in the generation to come.
但亚伯拉罕神与亚伯拉罕立的约啊，那个效果啊，是传到世世代代。
And in each of the generations, He revealed Himself to them personally.And we affirm the covenant with them.
向后边嚟紧嗰啲代，每一代神都显现佢向亚伯拉罕嗰啲子孙显现。
When Peter preached the second time after the Pentecostal,
圣灵降临之后，彼得起身讲第二篇道嘅时候，
he called God the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
佢称呼神系亚伯拉罕嘅神、以撒嘅神、雅各嘅神。
The God of our fathers.
我哋先父、祖父、先祖嘅父神。
The emphasis here was on God's relationship with the community and His people.
强调系神与整个神子民团体嘅关系。
It talked about the covenant He has stored with their forefathers.
系论到佢与亚伯拉罕所立嘅约，亦都系与亚伯拉罕整个后代嘅约。
But this emphasis seems to contradict how God addressed Himself when He appeared to Moses in the burning bush.
神向摩西喺荆棘丛火焰显现嘅时候啊，好似有矛盾到。
God says to Moses, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob."
神对摩西说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，我是以撒，我是雅各的神。
And we can see the emphasis here is on the individual personal relationship that God has with each of the patriarchs.
好像圣经说神与人的关系是个人性的，亚伯拉罕单独一个人与神有圣约，以撒、雅各个人性的圣约。
We know that God appeared to each of them multiple timesAnd was there in the critical moments of each of their life to guide them, and we affirm His covenant with them.
我知道神向佢哋三个啲先祖啊，每一个个别嘅在佢哋人生里边好重要嘅关键性嘅时刻里边，向佢哋个别嘅显现。
God had a personal relationship with each of these patriarchs.
神与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各个别个人有好独特嘅关系。
But when later on,When Moses asked God how he should address him to the Israelite,
但是迟几节之后，摩西问神话，你的名是什么？我怎样称呼你？我向以色列民怎样介绍你的名？
God told him, Yahweh, that's I am that I am.
神对摩西说，我就是自有永有，自有永有，耶和华，你中文翻译做耶和华。
And then he told Moses to tell the Israelite, it is the I am.That sent Moses to them.
神向摩西说，你向以色列民讲，自有永有耶和华差你去带他们出埃及。
And then we go down to Exodus 4, chapter 4, verse 15, that over there tells us, And God says moreover to Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham,The God of Isaac and God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
下一章第四章第十五节，神对摩西话：亚伯拉罕嘅神、以撒、雅各嘅神差派我嚟，叫你哋从埃及里边出嚟。
First, he addressed himself as the Lord of the father of your fathers.
首先，神形容佢系你嘅先父嘅主。
The Lord in King James Version in the original language is Yahweh actually.
旧译本旧英文译本啊，呢个主啊就系我哋中文翻译嗰个耶和华主耶和华。
That's the name that God had just told Moses.
神就是当时向他显明的，他的名就叫做亚伟耶和华。
In this passage that God told Moses, there's a double emphasis.
在神向摩西显现那段圣经里面有双重的强调地方。
He emphasized both the communal and the personal relationship that he has with the Israelites.
第一个就是与整体团体整个以色列民的关系，第二个就是个别个人的关系。
And he said from then on, there's only one name he'll address himself to the Israelites, that's Jehovah.
从那个时候开始，神说我只要用一个名称来表明我自己，就是主耶和华。
From then on, God will not say, I'm the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, I'm the God of Jacob, but he will say, I am Jehovah, that who is from the very beginning to the very end.
从出埃及第四章开始，神就不再说我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，他说我就是主耶和华。
So God continued his legend in the Israelites for all generations, not just one generation.
所以神与以色列民嗰个关系，圣约嘅关系啊，唔只系向一个人独特嘅一个人嘅观念，而系整体嘅整个团体嘅每一代嘅观念关系。
God never stopped working.
神大能嘅手冇停止工作过。
And he works at the same time.In all generations.
其实每一代都彰显同一个大能的手。
And the way we respond to him not only affect ourselves, but also affect the other generation coming behind us.
所以我们怎样向神回应，不单止影响到我们自己个人的生命，更影响到在我们后面来紧的下一代、下无数代。
God used the common experience of a community to mold the life of the people in it.
神用一个整体的经历啊、经验啊，来影响到下边嚟紧嗰啲代。
So think about this. When we understand this, we know we would need to work together. Different generations, we need to work together in a church in order that God's legend, God's story can be carried on from one generation.To another.
所以我们留意到，在教会里面不同的年代都要彼此共创传记，彼此的合作，彼此的同行共力。
When we read the Genesis, especially when we read about the stories of the patriarchs,
我们读创世纪，特别是读到那些先父亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各那班。
We kind of find it being told One after another, right?
我们听到一个人过去了，下一个，下一代过去了，再下一代。
From time-wise, we know their story has many overlappings.
我们看到时间上来讲，每一代都有重叠的地方的。
The continuation of the story reports and the consequence of events recorded went on behind the scene.
这些事迹啊演变啊，好多喺幕后演变嘅。
The event of sacrificing Isaac was, of course, a test to Abraham's faith.
当然，神要亚伯拉罕将以撒献祭，系考验佢嘅信心。
But it must have a strong effect on Isaac also when. He's growing up. A strong effect on his spiritual formation.
但那个事迹啊，当然好大影响到以撒的灵命。
He experienced obedience did lead to deeper understanding of God.
他父亲的遵命将以撒亦都带进更深的属灵的认识。
The family field of Isaac's family,
以撒的自己的家庭生活
has affected the.A family life of Jacob.
亦都会影响到雅各自己个人嘅灵命。
We know that Jacob has been away for a long time, and then he came back with his wife and children to the land that Isaac was living.
雅各要逃难啊嘛，逃佢大哥啊嘛，去咗21年咁耐，然后再翻到去原本嗰个地方，原本嘅乡下。
Although we remember when Jacob was going to his uncle.Isaac blessed them, and the Bible tells us Isaac was in his old age. That means he seems to going to die soon.
我哋知道雅各逃命嗰时候，逃去舅父嗰时候话，以撒祝福佢。我哋以为当时以撒已经好老好老啦。
But Isaac did live on.
但系我哋体会到嘛，以撒继续活好多年噶。
He lived to 180 years old.
以撒过身嘅时候180岁。
And he gave birth to his wife. Okay, gave birth to Jacob and Esau when they were in their 40s. In the 60s.
Okay, 以撒同埋利伯加生雅各同埋以扫嗰时候啊，佢哋嗰时候60岁。
And so after Esau and Jacob was born, he lived on for 120 years.
就系话生咗雅各、以扫之后啊，还有120年嘅生命嘅。
When Jacob left his father, Jacob was 77.
雅各逃命嗰时候，埃城以撒77岁啊。
When he came back to Esau, and Esau still lived like almost 15 to 20 years.
Okay, 雅各翻嚟啦，以撒还活多十几二十年咁耐噶。
So quite probably, when Joseph was sold to Egypt,
所好可能约瑟被啲哥哥卖做奴隶去埃及嘅时候
，Isaac knew about the event.
以撒还存在噶，知道嗰件事噶。
In his old age.He lost a grandson.
他好老好老的时候啊，冇咗一个孙啊。
And we know that in Jacob's family, there's a lot of problems.
我哋知道雅各嘅家庭生活亦都系一塌糊涂嘅。
His elder son sleep with his a concubine.
佢个大仔同嗰啲妾侍交配。
And his son and daughter, there's some religious relationship.
雅各啲子子孙孙亦都好多乌里单刀嘅。
I think those are also an after effect of the family feud in Isaac's family.
都可以都系归罪到以撒嗰个时候，佢个家庭里边更多争吵、咁多纷争、咁多争斗嘅。
So it's quite interesting when you go back and read those story again and think about who is still living, who is watching all this happening.What's the effect? What's behind the scene?
所以好有意思嘅，我哋睇創世記嗰時候啊，咁多世代之後啊，亂七八糟啊，點解啊？都係好多代之前，唔係好多幾代之前啊，佢哋嗰啲烏里單刀。
God work in multiple generation at the same time.
神大能嘅手喺唔同嘅年代、唔同嘅人嘅個代裏邊啊，都一樣咁工作。
Of course, we fail God all the time.
但雖然當然我哋好多次都令神失望，我哋失敗。
But we understand how God works in our life and our faith community.
但係當我哋明白到神點樣在我哋個人生命裏邊行施行大能，整個整體教會家庭裏邊嘅施行嘅大能。
How can we better our partnership of generations so that we can grow together and share the legend?
我點樣能夠每一代啊老年老嘅連用嗰代共同嘅共力？共创神大能嘅传记性嘅故事呢
？Like I have just said, we share a common, a same purpose.
我哋每一代都有同一个目标目的。
We seek to continue our legend or the legend of our community.
我哋一齐共创整体嘅传记嘅故事。
We want to cooperate with each other in our home and our church.
我哋在家庭里边，在教会里边一齐嘅共力合作。
Abraham held firm to the covenant of God and understand the covenant would be fulfilled not just in him but also in the generation to come.
伯拉罕好明白神与他所立的约不单是应验在他自己一个人的身上而是应验在后面来的很多代。
Many things he did was under this conviction.
这个信念这个肯定的信念就影响他去做每一件事。
That would include sacrificing Isaac.
他将以撒献祭。
Sending a servant to his homeland to find a wife for Isaac.
差派他的仆人去自己的家族那处为以撒找个妻子。
Sending away the other sons so they will not become a threat to Isaac.
其他那些生出来的仔呢就叫他们走了不会影响到要挟到以撒那条线。
And that's also why Isaac blessed Jacob.
以撒怎样祝福雅各。
Sending him to his homeland to find a wife.
差派他去自己的家族那处找个妻子。
Jacob worship and give thanks to God.
雅各亦都敬拜神。
When Joseph promised to bury him in Canaan,
约瑟向佢肯定一定会将佢嘅遗体带翻去迦南安葬。
Because he took it as God fulfilling His covenant.
因为佢哋好明白呢啲系神应验佢与亚伯拉罕每一代嘅圣约。
Actually, these not my own interpretation, as all told by Hebrew chapter 11, verses 7 to 21.
这个不是我个人的解释，而是圣经里面这样解释，希伯来书第11章第7到11节。
We need to work together as generations together.
我们不同的世代，不同的人的年代，都要共力共合作共创神在我们当中的大能的事。
But we also understand different generations have to face different challenges.
每一代要面对不同的挑战。
For the younger generation,
年轻那代呢?
You have the drive and passion.
你一定要有一个向前的冲劲力。
But lack of experience and perseverance.
但是你年轻的不够经验啊，或者不够耐力。
This is a overall statement, not pointing to individuals.
这个是很笼，这个是很笼统性的一个形容，不是说你们哪个个人是这样。
Young people tend to become lost after a while and easy to give up.
年轻人很容易就迷失方向，很容易就放弃。
They are idealistic, but lack of experience and wisdom and discernment.
他们很理想化的，但是不够经验，不够智慧，不够领悟性。
You know, wisdom and discernment can only be attained through going through experience.
领悟力啊，同埋智慧啊，系要从经验嗰处揾出嚟噶。
Case of the point is John Mark in the Bible.
一个举例就系圣经里面嗰个约翰，又称为马可嗰个约翰。
If you go to Mark chapter 14:51-52,
马可福音第十四章51-52两节。
Over there, it was after Jesus was delivered to the soldiers and took away by them.
耶稣已经被逮捕了，拉去钉十架了。
And all the Bible said all the disciples just flee.
耶圣经说所有的门徒都走散。
And then verse 51 it says a young man followed Jesus.
51节为一个年轻人跟住耶稣。
But only putting on a blanket, but inside he was naked.
只是披住一个麻布的毡，里面没着衫的。
And then the soldiers found out he was following, they tried to grab him.
那些兵丁看到这个人，青年人没名的，跟耶稣想捉埋他。
And he fled away with the blanket in the soldier's hand, that means he flee away naked.
他被那个兵士拿了一条毡，但是可以甩了身了，走了，但是赤身露体的逃跑了。
And sometimes when we read about this, we'll say, what's the point of this?
很多时候我们看这一次过，这次有什么所谓，有什么重要性呢?
In such a serious situation, suddenly there's a young man naked. What's happening?
耶稣被钉死咁紧要嘅关头，点解留一次咁样嘅一节嘅经文喺？
Why these two verses in the Bible?
点解留低呢两节喺呢度啊？
But many Bible students they will say this young man is John Mark.
有好多圣经学者就话呢一个冇名嘅青年人就系约翰，又称马可嗰个约翰。
As the author of the Gospel of Mark.
就是马可福音的作者。
Because we observe the author of the Gospel, sometimes when they talk about themselves, they never use their name.
你有没有观察到啊，写福音那些作者啊，形容他自己的时候呢，不用名的，不写得自己的名。
Whenever we read about the beloved disciple in John, we know it's John.
约翰福音里面说，他说被主爱那个门徒没名的，但我们知道是约翰。
So many people believe this young man is John Mark.
所以很多学者他们公认说，这个年轻人没名的就是约翰，又称马可那个约翰。
Who's Mark?
誰是這個馬第一是馬可啦。
The Bible tells us he's a cousin of Barnabas.
又說是巴拿巴的表弟。
And we know the early church started in his home.
我們知道有教會在他家裡面開始。
When Jesus appeared to 120 disciples, it's on the upper room of a family that's Mark's home.
耶稣复活之后显现俾120个门徒啊，喺楼上一个房里边嘅个屋里边嘅，好多人话呢个就系呢个马可约翰嘅屋企。
So we will say Mark know about Jesus, when he was really young.
我哋知道呢个年轻嘅马可啊，好年轻嘅时候已经认识耶稣啦。
He may go with the disciples.
佢跟住啲门徒一齐啦。
He heard Jesus preaching. He see he performing miracle. He understand this.Teacher is really special.
他见过耶稣很多神迹，听过耶稣很多讲道，他知道这个人物啊，耶稣是一个很传记、很特别一个人。
So probably at the night when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
可能耶稣在客西马利园祈祷的时候，
he heard about all the noises because the soldiers are going to there to catch Jesus.
他听到很多嘈杂的声，因为见到那些兵丁啊，现在来捉耶稣了。
He probably followed them to the Gethsemane Garden of Gethsemane.
他很可能跟着那些兵丁去到客西马利园。
He was the witness seeing all the disciples, those big ones, all fled away when no dangers appear.
他很可能目击亲眼见到所有其他的门徒都走散。
In his youth passion and idealism, okay, they're gone, but I need to follow Jesus.
他用年轻但很多热诚的冲劲的力，他说人人都走了，我不走，我要跟耶稣。
But once that hand of the soldier grabbed him,
但是兵丁一捉住他的衫裤的时候，
He think of nothing but I need to go.
他怕了，我说什么都不要了，不穿衫都走了。
So it's so characteristic of young idealism.
这个是很特性的，就是什么呢？青年人的特性，很理论性。
When they think there's one thing is need to be done,This is the right thing to do. They go ahead and do it.
他见到话有咩要做，系咁样做噶啦，佢即刻去做。
But when they go into it, they face danger, they face difficulties, they turn around and run.
但系做啦，但系见到困难嘅时候、危险嘅时候咧，就走佬啦。
This is not the only time that John Mark run.
呢个系约翰马可唔系第一次走嘅时候。
We know that later on, Barnabas actually told him to go with.Paul, they mentor this young man. They see a potential in this young man.
冇幾耐之後，巴拿巴帶住呢一個堂弟表弟咧，見到佢有好大潛力。
And in the first mission trip, Barnabas took him and with Paul go on to the first missionary trip.
第一次宣教，帶埋呢個約翰馬可跟保羅一齊去宣教。
In Cyprus, he was doing a good job in helping.In different things.
在塞浦路斯的时候，他很帮手，帮助保罗和巴拿巴。
But when they came to Perga in Pamphylia, the Bible said John Mark just left and go back to Jerusalem.
但去到比加，去到庞菲利亚，嗰处呢困难啦，嗰处话乜嘢咧？约翰马可走翻去耶路撒冷。
The Bible didn't tell us what happened.
圣经冇解释到乜嘢事件发生。
But we know the after effect.
但系我哋知道个后果系乜嘢。
Because the next time when Paul and Barnabas going to go on a mission trip, that's the second mission journey.
第二次保罗同埋巴拿巴再去宣教嘅时候。
Barnabas said, "Okay, this time I also want to take my cousin with me. He's okay."
巴拿巴话：我再想带我个堂弟表弟约翰马可去。
But Paul said, no way, Jose.
保罗说点都唔得。
You know what? This guy, in the middle of the mission trip, is just turn around and go.
保罗说这一个年轻人啊，宣教当中就走佬了。
How can I entertain this kind of attitude in service?
我怎可以接受这样的态度，侍奉的态度啊？
And it come to a very strong dispute that Paul and Barnabas
保罗和巴拿巴就因为这个马可约翰在树意见不能够相符合了分手了。
Of course, many students of the Bible try to find a reason for Mark leaving them. Why he leaves?
圣经学者在树考察，在树思考马可约翰为什么半途而废走回去。
Some said because in the mission trip, because the people they meet is not like the Jew, they know the Bible. The Bible was not written at that time, the New Testament at least. So when they preach, they all depend on the oral tradition. The stories has been told for a long, long time, and the Jew has their memory.
好啦，又有啲學者咁樣解釋，因為當時咧新約聖經還未曾寫成噶，只係靠口傳嘅説話。
And Mark kind of look at it and say, okay, we may need a written a word that tells the story of Jesus.
約翰馬可話我哋要需要寫低形容記載耶穌生平教導嘅書信。
So he went back and prepared for that.
所以佢翻返耶路撒冷去準備寫低落嚟嘅耶穌嘅履歷。
That's a really good vision.
我呢個係一個原因之一。
I don't think it's really the truth.
我唔相信嗰個係真嘅理由。
Because he can wait until the trip over.
因為嗰個宣教嘅旅程唔係咁耐嘅啫，等到完啊先翻去寫低都可以。
Not like he can write the whole gospel overnight.
唔係話就即晚就可以寫成整本馬可福音啦。
It has something to do with he being, you know, tired, of he being exhausted.Or he being not comfortable in the trip.
梗係好可能因為冇耐力啊，唔能夠捱落去啊。
But we are so glad that Barnabas didn't give up on him.
但係我哋感謝巴拿巴，因為巴拿巴冇放棄佢。
Barnabas continued to work with him, took him to another mission trip.
巴拿巴繼續嘅去扶那個攜那提攜呢個約翰馬可，再帶佢去出去宣教。
Eventually, Mark became the secretary of Peter.
終歸呢，呢個約翰馬可成為彼得嘅秘書。
With the material provided by Peter, he wrote.The Gospel of Mark.
彼得的講道，彼得的教導，他寫低曬，就是我們今天的馬可福音。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 13, Peter called Mark his son.
彼得前書第五章，彼得說約翰馬可是他的兒子。
He's so dear to me, just like a son.
他幾咁對我來講，幾咁珍貴啊，真係好似個仔一樣。
He penned the Gospel of Mark with the material from Peter.
Peter 所講到嘅教導嘅材料，佢寫低啦，就係我哋嘅馬可福音。
And from the epistle of Paul, we find out eventually Paul reconciled with him.
喺俾保羅嘅書信裏邊咧，我哋睇到保羅後來都同佢相好翻。
In the book of Philemon, Paul called him my co-worker.
喺腓利門書，保羅話佢係我嘅同工同事。
In Colossians chapter 4 verse 10, he asked the church to receive him.If he come to you, receive him. That means, no, entertain him, give him food, give him what he needs.
哥羅西書第四章第十節，保羅話：佢而家嚟呢個教會，哥羅西教會啊，你哋接納佢，你哋招呼佢，接待佢。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 11,
提摩太後書第四章第十一節
，Paul was in prison.
保羅啊，當時已經喺監獄啦。
And he told Timothy.
佢對提摩太話。
When you come to see me, please bring along Mark.
你嚟探我嘅时候啊，你几紧要，就记得带约翰马可一齐嚟。
Because he's useful to my ministry.
因为佢在我嘅事奉上边好有益处。
You see the change?
睇到嗰个改变吗？
Not only the personal relationship has changed.
唔单止个人与个人嘅关系改变啦。
We can see John Mark growth from someone who just has.Some ideal to a person to who actually bring it to fruitful, bring it to fruit.
我睇呢個個人嘅生命嘅改變，唔單止從一個只有理想嘅一個年輕人，而家更變成一個好成熟嘅傳道人啦。
In a church, we always have the younger generation.
教會梗係有年輕人嘅。
Sometimes older people will think, okay, they are immature.
好多時候年長嘅睇低嗰啲年輕嘅話，佢哋唔太幼稚啊。
I don't think I can, you know, entrust anything to them.
教會唔能夠交託乜嘢重要嘅工作俾佢哋嘅。
But you know what?
大家知唔知道乜嘢呢
？They have the heart.
佢哋有嗰個熱心。
With your guidance.
如果你哋俾佢領導。引領的話
If you, with your patience,
你們給他忍耐的話
they can grow to be the person that God wants them to be.
他們可以成長成為神要他們做的一個人
they can grow to be the blessing of the church.
他們可以成長到神能夠用來祝福教會的
And you know what? Young people have the problem old folks has our problems.
你唔好话年青人有问题，年长嘅人都有佢哋啲问题噶。
I'm old people, so I'm talking about myself.
老啦。
We have too much worries.
我哋太多忧虑啊。
And we are easy to settle with the status quo.
我哋好容易啊，满足过去嘅嗰个情况。
Of course, we have been there. I go there. I have been there. I've been here.
当然，过去嘅情况、过去嘅经历已经过咗啦。我哋好容易滞留在过去。
It gives us experience.
嗱，俾我哋又系经验。
But also make us susceptible to stubbornness.
但系亦都令我哋好顽固嘅、好守旧嘅。
So often we lack of flexibility.
好多时候我哋冇伸缩性啊，我哋年老嘅。
We have a tendency to impose our experience on the younger generation.
我哋好容易啊，将我哋自己嘅经历、自己嘅以为乜嘢成熟咧，去夹硬嘅要去质俾、压俾下一代年青嗰代。
So if that's the case, how can you blame the young people turn you off?
系咪？如果系咁嘅话咧，你点样能够难怪嗰啲年青人唔听你话、唔服你啦？
We need to take note that we always have among us people in different walk of life of their spiritual life.
我哋要接受嘅就系咩咧？有唔同嘅背景、唔同嘅行业嘅人。
We go back to the Bible and see how different generation can work together to continue the legend of the church.
我哋喺圣经里面可以睇到唔同嘅年代嘅人啊，点样可以共力啊、共创啊一个传记性嘅教会。
Let's first go to the passage we have read earlier on, 1 John chapter 2, verse 12 to 17.
我哋重翻头先读过嘅约翰一书第二章。
Here John used three works to address three different groups in the church.
约翰用三个词来去称呼收信嘅人。
These people in the groups, they are in different stage of their spiritual life.
唔同嘅年纪嘅，唔同嘅年代啊。
One group, he called them lad or little children or children.
第一组咧就系孩子们，年青真系好细嘅年幼嘅。
Another group they he called them fathers.
第二组父老们。
And then young men.
然后第三组青年们。
Here, little children are those new believers or those whose faith waver in the face of seduction of sin.
孩子们是形容初信的，灵命还未就好成熟的，好容易摇摆的那一班。
Young men are those young believers whose faith stays strong and passionate.
青年呢是形容一班他们信心好热诚的，好有上进的经历的。
The fathers are the seasoned believers whose faith has been tested and gained experience in spiritual matters.
父老是灵命好成熟的了，好经过考验的了。
When we look at this passage, John addressed them in a similar way.
你睇到圣经里边虽然三个唔同嘅三组，但系同一个方法嘅去称呼佢哋。
Telling them to recognize their own spiritual condition.
要佢哋领悟到佢哋当时自己嘅灵命嘅阶段。
And then encourage them to hold on to their spiritual assets.
然后鼓励佢哋要揸紧佢哋属灵嘅产业。
John emphasized that each generation has its own strength.
约翰好强调嘅，每一个年代啊，都有佢哋自己个别嘅优越嘅地方。
We remember Proverbs chapter 20 verse 29.
这个箴言第二十章二十九节。
It says the glory of young men is their strength, but the splendor of old men is their gray hair.
个说话咩？年轻人嘅光荣啊，系佢哋嘅强壮；年老人嘅荣耀啊，系佢金银发。
I think that stands for wisdom.
我相信嗰个银嘅头发系代表智慧。
He encouraged people in different stages of spiritual life all continue to pursue spiritual growth.
系咪？约翰虽然写信俾称呼三组唔同嘅人，同样嘅叫佢哋劝勉佢哋成长到灵命嘅成熟。
Little children need to become young men. Young men need to become fathers.
孩子要成为青年，青年要成为父老。
Our spiritual life should grow rather than becoming stagnant or even falling back.
灵命不能够滞留，树不向前走，更不可以向后退。
One of the problems I kind of observe in the many years I'm in the ministry.
牧会咁耐，我观察到一个问题。
People who has been Christian for a long time.
好多信主好耐嘅信徒。
Sometimes they lost their sense of direction.
好多时候佢哋失去咗佢哋灵命嘅方向。
When we tell them, okay, you should go to a Sunday school and learn God's word.
我鼓励佢哋啊，你哋要去主日学啊，要去读神嘅话。
And they told me, Pastor, I have been in church more than 30 years. All books I have studied.
佢话牧师啊，我喺呢个教会三十年啊，本本书都读过啦。
And then I said, Oh, that's good. You can be teachers.
我话真系好啦，咁啊，你应该教主日学啦。
And then he said, you know, I'm too lazy to do that.
佢又话我太懒啊，唔去教咧。
And some of them just said, I'm not qualified. Pastor, you go and get.
我话牧师啊，我冇资格噶，你去教啦。
And then, you know, they don't have a direction. They kind of, you know, looking at it and moving on towards a goal.
佢哋失去咗呢个灵命嘅方向。
And I try to, you know, I'm now doing a.Study in SMU is about spiritual formation.
我而家系进修紧博士学位噶，嗰个主修咧就系灵命嘅塑造。Thank you.
I develop an instrument.
我就发展到一个衡量嘅一个方法。
I'm trying to pinpoint the different areas of a person's spiritual life.
去肯定每一个人的灵命的阶段在哪一处。
We all know who, what kind of Christian that, God wants us to grow to be.
我们都知道神要我们灵命的目标是去哪一处。
But so often we don't know where we are.
但很多时候我们知道去哪一处，但我们不知道现在我们在哪里。
By examining our relationship with God, with others, with myself, and with the world.
我考察我与神的关系，我与别人的关系的时候
，By evaluating what kind of Christian character I have put on，
我哋考察我而今时今日我哋嘅基督徒嘅那个身格系乜嘢，我哋嘅身形系乜嘢
？By counting by no examine the practice that we are doing, the spiritual practice we're doing, you know, frequently or you know.The way that we have our devotion,
考察到我哋今时今日我哋灵命嘅阶段嘅时候
，we can see where we are in our spiritual walk.
我哋睇到我哋今时今日灵命喺边一个地方。
I give out this spiritual, I call it spiritual assessment. Okay.
我话呢个一个灵命嘅考察。
No person get a full mark on any of these scales.
冇人会有100分嘅。
What does it mean?
咩意思呢?
That means we all have room to grow.
即是说我们还有成长的余地。
The problem is, we don't look at the room and we look at whatever we have done. Okay, we're already here, that's enough.
我们问题就是我们没看我们还有成长余地有多少，我只是向后看我们成长了多高了。
And John encouraged each of us to push forward, continues to grow, because if we being stagnant, we'll fall back.
约翰在处提醒每一组每一代的人、向前走，向前走。
He points out the direction of our growth.
他向我们指向我们要成长的那个方向。
From delivering from sin, that's the first step.
从罪那里开始离开。
To overcome the evil one.
和胜过恶者。
Staying strong in faith.
在信心里面更坚强。
And learn God's word,
然后学神的话,
and then grow in our relationship with God, the intimacy.
然后与神密切嗰个关联嗰树啊，佢落功夫。
John wrote to them more than once to express his care for their spiritual well-being.
约翰写信俾佢好多次啊，系劝勉佢哋啊，为佢哋嘅属灵嘅健康啊。
All of them, no matter the little children, the young men or father, all need help to seek deeper understanding and relationship with God.
无论年幼的，无论年轻的，无论父老们的，都需要劝勉与主更亲密的关联。
Of course, we will understand the little children need more help.
當然我們知道孩子們需要我們多些關注。
And that's why the little children or children mentioned 9 times in 1 John.
所以約翰書裡面孩子們這個字九次這麼多被約翰提出來。
And then if you move on to 1 Peter,
然後你再去彼得前書。
Peter speaks as the elder of the church to two groups of people.
Okay, 彼得是教會的長老了，他向兩組人說話。
One group is those who are elders just like him.
第一就是跟我一樣的長老們。
Those are the church leaders who are responsible to nurture the flock.
他們就是教會的領導，他們的責任就是牧養羊群。
It could also include those older believers who are more experienced in spiritual matter than others.
長老也可以形容年紀長一點的、年長一點的、靈命年長一點的。
The other group is the youth.
第二組人呢就是那些年輕一點
的。I think maybe young at age or spiritually inexperienced.
很可能是靈命還未很成熟的，或者年紀還很年幼的。
How can a two generation work together in a church?
兩個年代的人怎樣能夠在教會裡面同工合作呢？
Peter asked more from the older generation.
彼得向長老們要求更多。
They need to shoulder the responsibility of shepherding and taking care of the younger.
他們要挺起去負責去牧養年輕年幼的。
At the same time, they need to be role model to them.
同時也是在年幼的面前做牧榜樣。
When we talk about the responsibility of shepherding, that including protecting,looking after, nurturing, and guiding.
長老牧養教會的責任就是保護、引領、勸導、教導。
For the younger generation, he asked them to be submissive and heed to the teaching of the old.
向年輕的話，你們要聽教，你們要信服年長的。
Here we can see Peter emphasized more on the motive and the attitude.
俾我們看到彼得強調更多的是什麼呢？動機多過態度。
The older generation I expect to serve not under compulsion.
他對年長的，你們去牧養羊群不是勉強的。
They need to serve willingly.
而是出自甘心情願的。
They should be faithful to what God has entrusted to them.
神交託給他們的，他們要忠心去完成。
Willing to be open to God and to do the utmost.
願意全力的付上為神獻出。
Making their best effort to accomplish God's will.
全力的、全人的去達成神交託給他們的任命。
Our ultimate purpose in life,
我們人生最終的目標是什麼？
Is to be recognized by God.
就是被神認許。
To be the legend, to live the legend that He wants us to be in His own will.
活出神在我們生命裡面安排好的那個傳記性的人生。
And at the end of our life,
等我們人生最後了。
Being reward the unfading crown of glory.
神給我們的不退色的冠冕給過我們獎賞。
Last night, I said that was our lifetime recognition.
昨晚我用一個就是說終身榮譽獎。
He reminds each of us to be humble, not just the young, but actually he said every one of you.
保羅提醒教會裡面每一個人，年長的、年幼的都要謙卑。
Humility is the signpost of spiritual maturity.
这个谦卑就是灵命成熟的最主要的标志。
Peter said, close yourselves with humility.
彼得说用谦卑成为装束。
That refers to making the inner character observable through your action and your words.
即是说我们内心的实质用行动、外表的行动流露出来。
Showing your humility in the way you interact with people and handling things.
你的谦卑被人看到呢，你同人相处、同待人处物嗰时被人看到。
And Peter said, humble yourself.
喺书彼得话乜嘢啊？谦卑自己。
It is a self-discipline rather than something others would put on you.
呢个系自己发出嚟嘅纪律，唔系人哋呃你去做嘅。
Here, Peter reminds us in our church at least.We have these two generations.
彼得在提醒我们教会里面最少有这两个不同的年代。
The older and the younger.
年老的和年轻的。
I'm telling you, the church today faces a crisis.
今天的教会面临很大的危机。
And this time when I came back to Texas, I visited different churches.
今年我回来美国，我在 Texas, 德州，我去探望很多不同的教会。
There was one morning I went to an American church close to the place I live.
有一次我去到一个西型的教会。
As a church with a medium size, I would say there's about 300 seats.
三百几嘅会友啦。
And when I went into the sanctuary,
我入到去大堂嘅时候。
There's about less than 100.
唔够一百人聚会。
But that's not the most important thing.
嗰个唔系最紧要。
Among those who are present, I can count with one hand those who are under 40.
我可以一百人唔够一百人聚会里边，我可以用一只手指，即系一只手，即系话四五个四十岁以下嘅人。
We are losing our younger generation.
我哋而家流失紧年轻嗰一代。
Do you know only take one generation, one lost generation, for our church to be crumbling down?
但教会啊，只需要一代教会就可以倒塌。
And I visit some other churches.
我去探其他教会。
I'm so glad they are doing so well.
我好感谢神，因为佢都好兴旺。
They are reaching out to young people.
佢哋能将福音传俾下一代。
There are one church, they have more than 20,000 in membership.
有一间教会有二万个会友。
They started different campus in the city.
喺城市里边好多唔同大学嗰处传道。
And really impressive is they have a Tuesday night Bible study. The pastor teaching the Bible.
佢礼拜二晚有读经查经班，牧师教圣经。
And you know what? More than 3,000 young men, young women, they come to the Bible study regularly after their work.
有三千几个年轻人放工之后去礼拜二晚嗰个查经班。
I praise God for their effectiveness.
我为佢哋咁有效嘅圣工嚟感谢神。
They try to reach out to the younger generation.
佢哋真系出力嘅去将福音传俾下一代。
In the past two decades or so, there's aproblem we all know, they call it the exodus of youth.
过去二十年有个危机是什么呢？就是年轻人逃离教会。
I would like to show several slides.
有几个玩片影片给大家看。
Can I just move to this side so I can look at it? You look at this side. We'll work together. Oh, there's one over there. Okay. I'm new here. Okay. Bear with me. So here there's some numbers. This one is by the Southern Baptist Convention. Here, just look at the highlight, okay? Losing 70 to 88% of the youth after their freshman year.
第一行黄色的大一大学一年班之后呢，有七成到88.8%的年轻人流失。
The ones they got into college,They disappear.
一入大学咧就走晒啦。
88% of the children in evangelical homes leave church at the age of 18. That's the time they go into college. That's the time they have their 功课。
最下一个黄色嗰层，88%嘅新蚊仔啊，福音派家庭嘅儿女啊，入大学18岁之后咧就唔入教会啦。
Next slide, please. This one is by the Lifeway Research Study. We know Lifeway is the publisher of the Baptist Convention.
美南浸信会嘅主学教材部啊，佢话呢
70% will leave the faith in college.
七成嘅青年人入大学之后咧，就唔再相信圣经啦。
7 in 10 Protestants aged 18 to 30, both evangelical and mainline, who went to church regularly in high school, said they quit attending by age 23.
七成的基督徒，无论是福音派或者不是福音派的，他们说他23岁到30岁之前就已经不去教会了。
That's another kind of college dropout.
你又是大学读不成大学的所谓的形容了。
They finished college, but they dropped out from the church.
你读完大学，但是不回入教会了。
The next one. And there's another study. It tells 61%. This is by the Barna Group. We know Barna Group does a lot of this kind of research. And it says 61% of today's young adults, only 33% of church youth have said that the church will play a part in their life when they leave home.
这个另外一个统计，他说呢，只有三成的人说他离开屋企之后信仰是对他很重要。
Next slide, please. Why they are leaving?
點解佢哋離開教會呢?
This is a much earlier study, but the point is still valid. It says they left because they have trouble and answer questions about the faith.
原因好多，其中之一咧就係佢哋唔能夠解釋佢哋所相信嘅係乜嘢。
They have questions, but they cannot find answer in the church because the older generation tell them, "Don't bother."
他们有问题，但他们没答案，是因为年长的对他们说，你们不用理，不用去寻求答案。
Just be happy in the youth group, don't take drugs, behave, that's what we want.
你在青年团开开心心，不要吃毒，不要吸毒，就是我们要求了。
They left because their faith was not working for them.
他们离开教会，因为教会跟他们来说，从信仰一点关系都没有。
The society has changed so much.
社会改变了这么多。
The internet, the social networks change the way people interact.
电脑网上改变了人与人之间的关系。
It's so different from the days we were growing up.
跟我们年轻的时候完全不同。
But we want them just do the same thing we have been doing in many years.
我们要求年轻的跟我们一样，我们60年前所做的都要求他们一样这么做。
They left because they allow other things to take priority.
因为他们离开教会，因为他们让别的不同的先后成为他们最优先最重要。
And that's expected, that's youth.
我们就是这样向年轻人要求。
Youth has curiosity, they want to learn many things, they want to have new experience, we know. But if with guidance, they can have better discernment.
年轻人有很好奇，他们有很多问题，如果我们引领他们好，辅导他们好的话，他们会找到方向。
And the last one says they left because they never personally owned their faith.
最后的原因就是他们离开教会，因为他从来说这个信仰不是他自己的，是别人握住给他的。
Their church is not their church, it's their parents' church.
教会不是他们的教会，是他们父母的教会。
If they left, what can you say?
如果他们离开教会的，我们怎么答呢?
Next slide. Parents plays importance role.
说什么呢?父母在年轻一代的灵命里面很重要的影响。
I'm not trying to take you on a guilt trip.
我不是很大的罪疚感给你。
But it does. You know, the Bible always say spiritual nourishment, spiritual nurture start where? At home.
圣经说什么属灵的孕育啊，属灵的牧养啊，在哪里开始呢？家庭里面开始。
The book find out parents of students who did not leave the church emphasize religion twice as much as those whose student who left the church.
不离开教会的那些年轻人，他们的父母是更加双倍的关注到他们灵命的生活。
And those who didn't drop out in the college,
没离开教会的那些大学生呢?
They said, no, whenever a question or doubt comes up, the first thing they do is to talk to their parents.
他们说他一有什么问题，他们第一样做呢，就是跟他们父母谈，父母问。
That means the channels always open.
因为那个流通那个渠道啊，梗系通嘅。
They have the patience, they have the openness to hear them through, and then try to guide them.
佢哋父母有耐性，沟通嘅渠道系通嘅，佢哋需要引领教指导孩子们嘅咧，佢都会俾时间佢哋。
The role of the parents is really important. Older generation guiding the younger generation.
父母嘅角度几紧要呢？年长嗰代引导下一代。
Next one.
下一。
This should be the last one. It talks about the adult involvement.
就系话年长嘅参与年青人嘅生命。
There's a lot, but I'm just trying to sum it up. It says, when a young man or young girl growing up in a church,
一个年轻人，无论是男仔女仔啊，在教会里面成长，
they need other adults to involve in their life.
他们需要其他的年长的人啊，参与他们的生命，
in a meaningful way.
是一个很有意思的，一个很重要的关系的。
The Fuller Youth Ministry Institute.
一个神学院里面有一个青年人的特别的学校。
They even give a suggestion that each of one young man or young girl in the church they need at least five adults involvement in the in their life.
佢話年青人啊，每一個啊教會裏邊每一個年青人啊，需要五個年長嘅長者啊，參與在佢嘅生命裏邊。
We'll say, is it possible?
係咪可能
㗎？ Why we cannot even find a youth counselor 1 to 10? I cannot find it.
我揾一個青年輔導啊，十個青年人揾一個都揾唔到啊。
They said, I'm not telling you to find youth counselor and dump all the youth to them.
我不是说你出去找个神学院，找个青年辅导，教会里面所有的年轻人呢，都一块给他去负责。
I'm talking about each of the adults in the church taking some time.
我只是说教会里面每一个年长一点的，都给一点时间，给一点心血出来。
Sit down with the young people.
同一个年轻人坐下。
Try to understand them.
去明白他们。
Try to talk to them.
向他们沟通说话。
In a meaningful way, don't just ask them, how is your exam going?
不是说随随便便那些问他平日那些琐琐碎碎的问题，而是真的心真心里面的说话。
Showing interest in them.
给他们看到你真的很关注他的生命。
It may not take you a lot of time.But every Sunday or during the weekday, one phone call or during Sunday, talk to some young people, it helps a lot.
不需要你花很多时间，主日跟他坐下来谈几句，每个星期打个电话给他，很大的帮助。
They feel they belong.
他们感觉到这个教会是他所归属的。
They feel this is my spiritual home.
他们感觉到这个是我的属灵的家庭。
Like I said, Peter,ask more from the older generation.
彼得向年长的要求更多的。
Because we have been blessed by God in many ways.
因为我们已经蒙神大大的祝福了。
This is a time that you're giving back a little.
这个就是我们付还债的时候了。
And your reward is great.
神给我们的赏赐是很大的。
When you see those young people, you know, flourish, when you see them, you know, doing things, you know, amazing you.
你见到年轻人啊，他们很出色的时候啊，你感觉得到真的奇。
We have different generation in our church.
在我们教会里面有不同的年代。
We need to work together so that the legend of the church.Can grow and each individual legend also fulfill.
不同的年代要彼此的同工同力合作，好使到整个教会甚至到个人的生命有传奇性的人生。
I'm a little bit over, so sorry. I will stop here. Let's pray together.
我一起来祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you that you give us our church.
感謝你賜俾我哋嘅教會。
This is our spiritual home.
呢個就係我哋屬靈嘅家庭。
Thank you for each individual you have put in this church.
我哋為每一個個人你交託俾我哋，我哋向你獻上感謝。
No matter young or old.
無論年長年幼。
We owe to each other that we need to work together in the grace of in your grace.
我哋需要彼此嘅合作，因為你嘅恩典領受我哋能夠彼此嘅共力。
So each of us can grow in your will.
好使到我哋每一个人在你嘅心意之中能够成长。
And the church as a whole can become really functioning as the body of Christ.
而整个教会亦都系基督嘅身体一样嘅咁样运作。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.